This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of you. Today inshallah wa ta'ala we want to speak about a topic that is mostly concerning the teenagers and the youth and those who are like them. But before I move on to the inshallah ta'ala, I want to point out a few things so that we are all aware of the kind of situation that we're in and that it is not hidden from us. Because brothers and sisters, wallahi, we're living in a time where there is so many issues. There's so many problems that the Muslims today they are facing, and every single person is crying out for help. You find that the parents, they get sleepless nights. Parents are crying at night, maybe due to the situation of their children, the people that are close to them, and whatnot. Brothers and sisters, we always ask and we cry out. And the question that I just want to put forth is, how do we expect the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to us when the reality of the matter is we do not preserve the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal? And a few examples of this is when it comes to eating haram. There's many parents who maybe they cry out for help in regards to their children. They call out day and night for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify their children. There's many asbab as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might prevent the dua being accepted due to maybe what we eat and how we earn our money. And an example of this is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave an example of a person, أَشْعَثُ أَغْبَرُ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ وَغُضِيَ بِالْحَرَامُ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. An individual who's traveling and he's dusty and he's dirty. But then when you look at the affair of this individual, his food was haram. His drink was haram. His clothes were haram. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the end of the hadith, فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. How does this person think that his dua is going to be accepted? And brothers and sisters, we just analyze this hadith and we look at it. This individual, he had three asbab, three causes of getting his dua accepted. One of them was, he was a musafir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, three people's dua is accepted. And from those that was mentioned, da'watul musafir. The individual that's traveling, when he makes dua, his dua is accepted. The other thing this individual did, brothers and sisters, he put his hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's also another means. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌ كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَحِي مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا رَفْعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَيْهِ رُدْمَ صِفْرًا. Allah is shy, He is generous, that when His servant puts his hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal that he doesn't send him back empty-handed. And the other thing that he mentioned was, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. If you look at the end of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes those who are saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Rabbi, Rabbi. And in the end, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal accepted the dua. So this individual had three causes of getting his dua accepted, but it didn't take place. Why? Because of the kind of situation he was in. We might always put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala second in our lives. We put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always when I get time. If we keep doing that, then billahi alaykum, brothers and sisters, when we need help, how do we expect that if we don't preserve the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept our cause? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, احفظِ الله يحفظك احفظِ الله تجد تجاهك. Preserve the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. So if we're not looking after the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal, how do we expect the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal? How do we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a hand when we need the hand, when we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always second? This ayah that we've probably heard a million times, and I'm going to mention it inshallah a million and one time. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create the jinn and the ins except to worship me alone. This ayah speaks volumes. Me and you, brothers and sisters, wallahi, we have not been placed on the face of this earth except for one thing. It is to perfect the ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every single one of you for. Every single one of us. Brothers, can everyone move forward? The Shaykh saying, can everyone move forward please? Jazakum Allah khair. This ayah, the only reason why we have been created is this one worship. If our salat, the rest of the ibadah that we do, we don't do it properly, how do we expect to get the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal? You know why, brothers and sisters, this dunya that we're living in, this dunya is mal'oon, is cursed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونَةٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَا فِيهَا إِلَّا ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. This dunya is cursed, and everything in it is cursed, except for a few things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one that learns his religion, and the one that goes and teaches his عَالِمًا وَمُتَعَلِّمًا. It's a problem if, when it comes to our ibadat, wallahi, there's a khalil in there. And that's the main reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll give you an example. When it comes to our work now, the 9-to-5 jobs that we have, how early do we go to these jobs? Every day we are there, 8:50. Because we want the boss to maybe think good of us. We want to maybe get a promotion. We want to be on point, we're on our toes. When the wife tells us to pick her up from her work, wherever it might be, she told us, I'm here, I'm in this place. We are 10 minutes late, we get a problem. The next day, we are there 15 minutes earlier. This is with the creation. When it comes now to the ibadat, the salawat, whether it is dhuhr, whether it is asr, whether it is maghrib, whether it is anything else, do we have the same kind of approach? Do we see the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the exact same thing? Are we worshippers of Allah azza wa jal, or are we worshippers of everything else? We might say with our tongues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and rightfully so. Nobody in this room is going to say that maybe the football game, the El Clasico, when Real Madrid and Barcelona, they play each other, is more greater than Allah Azza wa Jal. We won't say that with our tongues. Never ever will a person ever say that. But when it comes to our limbs and our actions, when we decide to watch Ronaldo and Messi playing football, and the Adhan is going off, or we might be studying with whatever it might be, whether it is our maths, our Pythagoras theorem, all these other things that we study. Nobody is saying don't study. But it becomes a problem, brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thrown behind our backs, us thinking that we're losing out. The money, the dollars and the pounds are not going to hit the bank account if I don't do it this very moment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters, he taught us the axe. He taught us the complete opposite. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in hadith, brothers and sisters, it should be written in golden ink. مَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّهُ فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Whoever makes the dunya His main priority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place poverty between his eyes. You're trying to chase money, pounds, dollars, and because of you making that your main priority, you will get the axe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tear his affairs apart. And then the last thing that he mentioned was, وَلَمْ يَأْتِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. And the only thing that comes to him from this dunya, that which was written down for him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّتَهُ. Whoever makes the akhirah his main intention, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَهُ. Allah will bring his affairs apart. وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. He will place richness in his heart. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةُ. And the dunya will be dragged to this individual. You don't want all these things, but it's going to come to you. Why? Because you made the akhirah your main priority. أَفَعَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah tells us, does man think that he was created without a purpose? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does man think that he has been created without an aim, without a purpose, that he's just here to maybe play around? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reality of our situation. Brothers and sisters, لَا هِيَةَ الْقُلُوبُهُمْ. Our hearts are distracted. Our hearts are distracted from the main objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. Brothers and sisters, a person, he is most likely to die in that which he does most. Most likely to die in that which he does most. Some of the Salaf, they have statements like, the prayer that you pray, make that your prayer, the muwadda' prayer. The prayer which is like your last, your farewell prayer. In perfecting your ibadat, because you don't know when death is going to come to you. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, the death is not going to call us, is not going to send us a message, a private one, to tell us to get ready for our death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَأْتِيكُمْ بَغْتَى. The death is going to come to a person unexpectedly. How is our ibadat? Are we so concerned about this dunya that is so cursed? Why is it cursed? Because it has busied us from our main objective. Our main objective, which is just the perfect ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing else. To have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of our eyes and everything else around it. That's how our life should be. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, especially those who are still in the early stages of their life, you know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Seize five before five. Take benefit of five before five. And from the things that he mentioned, شبابك قبل هرمك. Your youth before you become old. Your youth before you become old. You know, brothers and sisters, wallahi, a lot of the time you find that we put ourselves down. We put ourselves down. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, brothers and sisters, he mentioned a very, very powerful statement that we should all take very, very seriously. He said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. Upon you is to seek knowledge. فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُفْتَخَرُ إِلَى مَا عِنْدَهُ. For indeed you don't know, there might come a time when the knowledge that you have, people are going to be in need of that. When is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud saying this? He's giving you an analysis of the life. When you look, do you think that the people benefited from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as after? Or in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, the heads were them. People were going back to them. People were taking benefits and learning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from them. So after they passed away, after the Prophet Abu Bakr, Umar, the big Sahaba, they passed away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Abdullah ibn Mas'ud a very, very long life. He said this statement, upon you to seek knowledge, for indeed there's going to come a time when the people are going to be in need of that which you have. They never looked at things like, I'm still young, there's already enough ulama, scholars, speakers around. Rather, they studied at a very, very young age. At a very, very young age, they took that knowledge and they carried on learning. Then there came a time when the people passed away, the scholars, the people, they started referring back to them. Today, nobody might know you. You're just in your house with your parents and with the rest of your siblings. Nobody knows who you are. But then there's going to come a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise an individual due to the knowledge they have, and people are going to benefit from him. Allah says, Allah will raise the individual who believes and the one that comes with knowledge. And I'll give you an example of this. There was a time Ibn Abbas, Abdullah Ibn Abbas, the man who brought out students that people took very, very seriously. You open up Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you find the names of his students time and time again. Mujahid, Ata, and the rest of them. Just the students that he brought out, that the Ummah today is benefiting from. Sufyan al-Thawri said about one of his students, إِذَا جَاكَ تَفْسِيرٌ مِنْ مُجَاهِدٍ فَحَسْبُكَ. If a tafsir comes from a person called Mujahid, then that is sufficient. There was a time when Ibn Abbas, brothers and sisters, he used to leave at times where it was very, very hot. Not like the heat that we have today. Early morning he would leave in order just to get maybe one hadith, two hadith, three hadith. The door wouldn't open, he's sitting down in the heat and he has his shawl around his face because of the dust and the wind that is coming at him, waiting to get that one hadith. One man from the Ansar one time he said, do you really think Ibn Abbas, people are going to need you when they have the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar and other than them? You know, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, and he was a young boy. He was younger than the rest of them. فَأَعْرَضْتُ عَنْهُ. I turned away from him. There came a time, that same Ansari, that same Sahabi, he saw Ibn Abbas. And everybody was around him. Everybody was surrounding Abdullah ibn Abbas, trying to take that knowledge from him. You know what the man said? You know what the Ansari said? وَكَانَ هَذَا الْفَتَى أَعْقَلَ مِنِّي. This young boy, he was more smarter than me. He busied himself. He seized the opportunity. He seized the opportunity, that wasiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take opportunity of five before five. Don't let the shaitan play games with you and tell you when it comes to the time and you have madrasa and you also have school studies, let's put the madrasa to the side. This is how the shaitan plays around with us. Look how the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets thrown to the side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us the acts. And that's the kind of approach sometimes we take in order for them to maybe get better exams, better results in the exams. Another individual who akhtimu bihad, and I'll tell you this one last story of someone called Ibn Abi Abza. Nobody knows, a lot of the people, they don't know who this individual is. If we mention the likes of Umar ibn Khattab, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the names are very, very familiar and we know them very, very well. This person, there was a time when Umar ibn Khattab, he was leaving the city and in front of him came Nafi', another great scholar. You find him a lot in the chains of narration. Nafi' and Abdullah ibn Umar. He was a servant of Abdullah ibn Umar. So he said to him, who did you leave the people with? Who did you leave the people with? He said to him, a man called Ibn Abi Abza. So he goes to him, who? Who is this guy? So he said to him, Mawla min Mawalina, a servant from the servants that we have. So he became really, really surprised and he said to him, you left the people with a servant from the servants that we have? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he responded back to him and he said, Innahu alimun bil fara'id. He knows the fara'id. He knows the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you not hear the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inna Allah yarfa'u bihada al-Qur'an aqwama wa yadha'u biha akhareen. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal, he raises a person due to his accordance of the Qur'an, and other people are humiliated. So the closer a person, the more effort a person puts into the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise this individual. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised this servant. in the eyes of Umar ibn al-Khattab and the rest of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him with the Quran, the effort that they put in, the memorization, the learning that they did in regards to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Brothers and sisters, I conclude again with that statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu when he said, تَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمُ, learn the knowledge. فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُفْتَخَرُ إِلَى مَا عِنْدَهُ. For indeed, you don't know, there might come a time when the people are going to be in need of that which you have. Do not belittle yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from those that are mentioned in the hadith, when there's going to be seven types or seven categories of people that are going to be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day when there's no shade except His. From those that were mentioned was رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, a man whose heart was connected to the masajid, and another individual, شَابٌ نَشَى بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, a young boy who strove in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, وأقم الصلاة.